بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بالنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah Almighty and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I testify that there's no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, in the short time and moments that we have tonight, we continue what we started with last week, to cover an important issue in Islam that as Muslims we have to understand and realize and apprehend the importance of the Islam and the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal being sent to mankind as ease, not hard. And this is something that a lot of people had fallen into, and they make some issues in Islam hard when it's supposed to be easy, and some issues in Islam easy when it's supposed to be hard. And inshallah, I'll cover a few things. I will not take much of your time, inshallah. Put down a few verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that Islam is based on what suits mankind in the capability and the capacity that people could handle. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that many times in the Quran Kareem, using the word al-yusr, make easy, raf' al-haraj, take away the hardship, al-takhfif, make things easy on people, al-wusa', making things bigger, in a way it's vast for people to deal with. وَنَفِّ الْجَنَاحِ الْجُنَاحِ is where Allah Azza wa Jal takes away the hardships from people. وَوَضْعِ الْإِسْرِ وَضْعِ الْإِسْرِ is to take away also what people can't handle. In tens of verses in the Qur'an al-Kareem, in which Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, describing the beauty of Islam and the great deen of Allah Azza wa Jal as being an ease religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this deen, and with the rulings of this deen, that suits the capability and the capacity of mankind. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not ask anyone what they can't do. Almighty and Glory says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants things easy on you, and He does not want things hard on you. Allah wants things easy on you and does not want things hard on you. This is one of the verses in the Qur'an al-Kareem. Also Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that after every hardship there's an easy path. After every hardship there's an easy path. Always when things get hard, Allah Azza wa Jal make things easy on His servants. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, لَنْ يَغْلِبَ عُسْرٌ يُسْرَيْن, that no, one hardship will never defeat two easy paths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned and hinted from behind that verse, إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that verily after every hardship there's an easy path, after every hardship there's an easy path. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Qur'an al-Kareem, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to make things burden on you, doesn't want to make things hard on you. does not want to make things tough on you, does not want you to carry things which you can't carry. And all these verses are in general. All these verses are in general in the rulings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ تَخْفِيفٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, this is an easy way from Allah your Lord and a mercy. This is an easy way from Allah your Lord and a mercy. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. That your Lord wants to make things easy on you. That your Lord wants to make things easy on you, and the human being is created, very weak. Also Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَجَاهِدُ فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ مَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمْ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Strive in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. The right and the best way of striving in His path. He does not want hardship to be on your religion. And that, as I said, all in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to do things that's out of our capability. And something out of our capacity. Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered us to worship Him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered us to sacrifice for Him, and Allah Azza wa Jal had ordered us to give from our time and wealth and energy for His sake. But Allah Azza wa Jal had asked us for what is reasonable that we could be capable of, that later on Allah Azza wa Jal will question us about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about. Allah Azza wa Jal will judge us over our capability and capacity. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not judge someone that's sane. Why? Because it's outside his capability and capacity for this sane, for this insane to think properly or do things properly. Allah Azza wa Jal does not judge the ill the way He judges someone that's fit. Why? Because the ill can't do things that's out of his capacity and capability, which the one that's healthy can do. Allah Azza wa Jal will judge the older. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge old people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge old people different to the way He judges young people, because old people have more experience and understanding than young people. And Allah Azza wa Jal would not judge children because of the lack of capability of understanding capacity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge the ones with the understanding and the maturity differently. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us according to our capacity. And all this revolves around that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this deen ease, and He did not make it hard. Allah Azza wa Jal had made this deen ease, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it hard. In the lower verses, as I mentioned, and there's a lot more verses in that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that Allah Azza wa Jal does not want hardships on His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ask His servants for what they can't do. Allah Azza wa Jal will ask them for what they can do. Here another hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard a group of companions, from among them Ali ibn Abi Talib, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, Uthman ibn Maz'un radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who isolated their wives and stopped eating the meat and fasted every single day and wake up the whole night. Alayhi salatu wassalam got up in an angry mood and said, Inna ma bu'ithtu bil hanafiyyati samha wa lam ub'ath bil rahbaniyyati al bid'a ala wa inna aqwaman ibtada'a al rahbaniyyata fakutibat alayhim fama ra'awa haqqa ri'ayatiha ala fakullu lahma wa'tu nisa'a wa sumu wa aftiru wa sallu wa namu fa inni bithalika umirt. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that, he said, I was sent by the easy deen, by the easy religion, bil hanafiyyati samha, by the easy natural religion. And I was not sent to order people to become like monks. You know, the monks or the Christians, how they used to isolate themselves, do not get married, they stay in a place of worship, do not isolate themselves with people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla did not write this on my nation. This is an innovation that some of the members of my nation innovated. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. This is an innovation where people are isolating themselves from their wives, stopping eating the meat, waking up the whole night, fasting the whole day. This is an innovation that some members of my nation had innovated, and you would not give it its rights. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, eat the meat, go near your wives, fast and break your fast, pray and sleep. That's what Allah had ordered me. Wa inni umirtu bidhalik. That's what Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered me, is to do this, to eat the meat, to go near your wives, to sleep, and to wake up, and to fast one day, and to break another day. Do what you can do, and do not ever exaggerate with the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah had ordered me this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered me this way. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it been narrated by Abdullah bin Abbas, he says that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam delivered the sermon. He said, Inna Allah azza wa jalla a'ta kulla dhi haqqin haqqa, ala inna Allah farada fara'id wa sannana sunanan, wa hadda hududan ahalla halalan wa harrama haraman, wa shara'a ad-deena faja'alahu sahlan samha. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam delivered a sermon and he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given every right its right. And Allah azza wa jal had ordained orders. And Allah had made recommended recommendations. And Allah azza wa jal had put penalties and penalties and border lines. Do not get over them. And Allah had made things permissible. And had forbidden things. And Allah azza wa jal had made this deen an easy, acceptable religion. An easy, acceptable religion. وَشَرَعَ الدِّينَ فَجَعَلَهُ سَهْلًا سَمْحًا. Easy and acceptable. This deen is an easy deen and an acceptable deen. Every human being could handle this deen. No matter what amount of knowledge they have or experience they have, this deen suits every human being at every time and era. And that's the beauty of Islam. That's the beauty of Islam. Just fits in with the capacity and the capability of mankind. Perfectly, that Allah Azza wa Jal has all the evidence and proofs against them in the hereafter why they didn't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why they didn't worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna ad-deena yusrun, wa la yushadda ad-deena ahadan, aw la yushadda ad-deena ahadun, illa ghalaba, fasaddidu wa qaribu wa abshiru, wa sta'inu bil ghudwati wa rawhati wa shay'un min ad-dulja. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the deen of Islam is easy religion. And no one that wants to override the religion will beat him. The religion will take him out. And I gave the example that the deen is limited up to here. You can't get over that limit. Don't think you could get above that limit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the deen take it out. And that's why you realize a lot of people when they get in the deen, they're going so hard, so tough. They want to beat the deen. They want to get higher than the deen. So you find them outside the deen. And this is very important for those who come new to the deen. Do not jump into the deen, but take a step forward one after another. Don't be too excited and enthusiastic about that you're in the deen and you love the deen, but you want to go all the way in it. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not do that himself and his companions. They did not go in all at once and want to change their whole lives in one day and night and become awliya in one day and night. Yes, you leave the haram at once, but you get into the worship slowly. You leave the haram at once. When someone comes to the deen, you leave the haram once, but you start entering the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla slowly, and then think that, wallah, you have the capacity and the ability to do everything. It's like someone that thinks he could jump 2 meters because he's so enthusiastic, and that when he comes, he only jumps only 10 centimeters, and then he collapses on their faces. وَلَنْ يُشَدَّ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبًا. And no one that wants to override the deen beats him. The deen takes him out. And we've seen that so many times, people get into the deen with strong hamas, strong enthusiasm. They think they could put all, they could become the strongest of people one day and night, and the deen takes them out straight away. You want to get into that deen, you have to follow the steps of that deen that gets you there. Yes, once you leave all the haram, straight away haram, there's no compromising that. But when you start building your iman, you build it slowly so it stays there. Build your iman slowly, so it stays there. And that's how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Saddidu wa qaribu." Balance your deeds. Saddidu wa qaribu. Balance your deeds and do your worships in balanced way. وَأَبْشِرُ وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالْغُدْوَةِ وَرَوْحَةِ وَشَيْءٌ مِنَ الدُّلْجَةِ. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And rely in the morning, rely at night, and sleeping at night. Give your body its rights." As we said last week, the story of Abu Darda and Salman al-Farisi, that Salman al-Farisi told Abu Darda that your family has rights on you, your body has rights on you, and your deen has rights on you. فَعْطِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًا. Give every right its right. Give every right its right. Also, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told an Arabi, saying that the best of your religion is the easiest. The best of your deen is the easiest. وَمَا خُيِّرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَيْنَ أَمْرَيْنِ إِلَّا اخْتَارَ أَيْسَرَهُمَا. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he was given the choice between any two matters, he always chooses the easy one. He doesn't choose the tough one. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given the choice between breaking his fast and fasting, he'll break his fast. If the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is given the choice between sleeping and praying to Allah Azza wa Jal, who sleep? If the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he's given the choice, what I'm saying, you know, not all the time, he's given the balance. He makes the balance here. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam balances things. Like in the incident that we spoke about, when Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, one of the expeditions, and the companions were fasting, and they were exhausted, and they wanted to drink. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chose the easiest path, which is break your fast and drink. Break your fast and drink. So some of the companions said, we were fit and strong enough to continue our fast. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ula'ika al-usat. That are those ones who disobey. That are those ones who disobey. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ما خير بين أمرين إلا اختار أيسرهم. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he had a choice between two, he always chooses the easiest path. And that's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his nation. Not to carry things and heavy load on yourself. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَمَلُّ حَتَّى تَمَلُّهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal does not withdraw away from you until you withdraw away from Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not withdraw away from you until you withdraw away from Him. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that to a lady when I heard her complaining about her worship at night. She's worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. She wakes up for the night for prayer and she's overloading herself with the prayer. And she was complaining from the overload. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Mah fa inna Allah la yamallu hatta tamallu." Allah Azza wa Jalla does not withdraw away from you until you withdraw away from Him. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala does not withdraw away from you until you withdraw away from Him. For this is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Inna Allah rida li hadhihi al-ummah al-yusr wa kariha laha al-usr." Qalaha thalathan. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that Allah had accepted the easy path for this nation, and Allah had hated, disliked the hardships on this nation. He said that three times. Allah had accepted for this nation the easy path, and Allah Azza wa Jalla had disliked for this nation, hated this nation for this nation the hardship. He mentioned that three times, and that's the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a lot more hadith and a lot more mentioned. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru wa bashiru wa la tunaffiru. This is the one of the main recommendations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his companions, who is to send them out as du'at, as callers and preachers to Islam to other nations. He used to always tell them, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Make things easy on people and don't make it hard. Especially people coming to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make it easy on them. Don't make things hard on them. Don't overload them. Do not over exaggerate. Do not turn away from the deen. Bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Give the good news and do not turn away from the deen of, don't turn people away from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the recommendation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't come to someone, you must do this, you must do that. Someone new in the deen, all this is haram, you must start coming to Fajr, you must grow your beard, you must this, you must that. And we've heard that. You turn away people from the deen of Allah. Make them love Allah Azza wa Jal. Turn them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make them realize the importance of being a believer. Make them start attending the mosque. Make them start attending, make them start praying. Some people don't even pray. Some people want to jump from the fara'id into the sunan and at once. And this is something that the companions themselves did not do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bashiru wa la tunaffiru, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Abu Musa al-Ash'ari when he sent him with a group of companions, Bashiru wa la tunaffiru, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. And also told, also been narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, yassiru wa la tu'assiru, wasakin wa la tunaffiru. Make things easy on people. Don't make it hard on people. Give them the good news and don't turn them away from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your job as a da'iyah, your job as a believer is to turn people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّنَطُّعِ إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّعَمُّقِ إِيَّاكُمْ بِالْعَقْتِيقِ. He said, be away from going too extreme in areas that you should not be extreme in. And be away from going too deep in areas you should not be deep in. Be away from going in areas to be away from being extreme in areas you should not be extreme in. And be away from areas you go too deep when you should not even go too deep. And also, Anas bin Malik says, he said that he heard Umar al-Khattab said, Nuhina an al-takalluf. Umar al-Khattab says that we were ordered not to ever exaggerate in our deen. Not to ever exaggerate in our worship. Not to ever exaggerate in our way of deen in life. The deen is easy, simple and easy. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent it simple and easy and natural that the mankind accepts. Do not ever exaggerate. Do not make it too harsh on yourself. Do not overload yourself with it. As once it's been narrated that after Umar ibn Khattab, there was a group of people calling themselves a nusak. These nusak, they used to be so humble, calling themselves humble. They used to walk, they had always hatchback and they always, you know, very calming. Like they humbling themselves, that their humbleness became too over-exaggerated. So one of the companions asked, who were these people? So they said, the other Nusak. So this companion, and it's narrated, it's a female, she said, by Allah, I've experienced Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Kana Umar al-Khattab. Iza takallama asma'. Umar al-Khattab, when he used to speak, he used to make people hear him. Wa idha at'ama ashba'. And when he used to feed people, he used to make them eat. Wa idha masha asra'. And when he used to walk fast. Wa idha daraba awja'. And if he hits, he used to make people feel the pain. Wa kana khayrun minhum. And he's better than them. Wa kana khayrun minhum. And he's better than these people. He had more taqwa and iman than these people that you're talking about. Yani, you know, okay, humbleness, but your humbleness doesn't ask you to act like this and walk and not to speak to people. Sorry, yani, you know, before someone comes up to you, tell them sorry. You haven't even done anything to the guy. Yani, and make yourself, you know, you pray, you put your shoulders up there to get your khushu'. And like, over exaggerate in your worship, over exaggerate in your akhlaq, over exaggerate in your humbleness, over exaggerate in the wallahi, this is what the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches me. And exactly what this female companion said about Allah. Allah, Umar ibn Khattab, when he used to speak, he used to speak out loud. People used to hear him. And when he used to feed people, he used to make them eat full. And when he used to walk quick. We should walk, okay, you know, like, you know, it's like, you know, soon he's going to collapse. You know what I mean? And when he used to hit hard. That's Umar ibn Khattab. وَكَانَ خَيْرًا مِنْهُمْ. He used to be, and he's better than all these people. So there's no need to over-exaggerate. Some people over-exaggerate when it comes to humbleness. They humble themselves to the stage, they become like a feather. Anyone that, you know, blows at them, they go this way and they come that way. Humble yourself, you humble yourself, respectable. But don't forget, you've got the dignity of Islam, your personality, where people have to respect you at the same time. You know what I mean? Before you give him salam, sorry brother, sorry for forgiving me. Like, I didn't even speak to you yet. You know, they keep on telling you, sorry, sorry, sorry. It's like, you know, at the end you start thinking, Ahmed, did I do something wrong to this person? I haven't even seen him. Probably first time I meet him. But, you know, also, you know, like, you know, they over-exaggerate in their walk. They walk like, you know, soon they're going to fall down on the ground. Like, I mean, pull your back and be strong and firm. And say, okay, that humbleness doesn't ask you to become like, you know, a dead man walking on earth. Honey, this is not the quality of humbleness. Humbleness is you respect people. You're there for people. You do not have pride on people. This is humbleness. The most humble man is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if a man is to see him, he's to get scared. Yeah. Once the Nabi sallallahu alaihi sitting down in a group of companions, and a man walks in and is asking who is Muhammad. So they told him it's the man sitting there. So when he looked at him, he started to shiver. That man is to start to shiver. So the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his humbleness, said, "Hawwan alaik, lest to be malik. Innama ana ibn mra'atin." He said, calm down, I'm not a king. I'm just an ordinary man that his mother used to eat dry meat in Mecca. And he humbled himself at that stage. You know what I mean? That's the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's akhlaq al-Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They balance their humbleness. They balance their manners. They balance their humbleness. When they're among the believers, they are very humble. But in front of the non-believers and the enemies of Islam, ashidda'. Umar ibn Khattab, Abu Bakr used to threaten an empire by one companion. Khalid ibn Walid. He said, by Allah, if you don't stop, I'll send you Khalid ibn Walid. All the empire and the building of the empire is to shake. That's how, yani, fear it was. At the same time, they're very humble. They're the first people to serve people. When they captured one of the leaders, one of the kings of Persia, and they brought him, dragged him down to Medina, and he was wearing his gold and his king's clothes and so on. That arrived, and this man, he's about Umar and Umar, and who's Umar? Umar is the strongest man on the surface of this earth now. Now they brought him to Medina, and then they came to the mosque, and there's, you know, all this group of companions and people sleeping in the mosque. And this king, you know, from Persia, all this gold around him and jewelry and silk and writing, you know, he used to his palace is big as the whole Medina. He had maids, people, you know, with the, you know, the palm trees, palm leaves were cooling him down, grapes, relaxed always. And he's not there. Now he heard about Umar. He probably thought Umar has got a palace 10 times bigger than his clothes, jewelry. Umar is covered with his, from top to bottom, with gold and so on. So when he arrived to the mosque, people are sleeping in the mosque. The companion said, look for Umar. He said, he's probably sleeping among these people. Subhanallah. Umar, sleeping among these people. Are these guys making a joke of it? He probably thought that guy probably thought it was a dream. So they went there. Subhanallah, Umar is sleeping among them. And he comes with one garment with ripped, about 18 holes in it. And then he looked at him and said, Ya Umar ibn Khattab. He said, Na'am. He said, Ya Umar. He said, Yes. He said, Where's your palace? Where's your maids? Where's your soldiers? Where's your... He said, Alhamdulillah, alladhi a'azzana bil Islam wa adhalla hadha rajul bil kufr. I thank Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah had honored us with Islam and disgraced this man with kufr. Yeah, subhanallah. That's how Allah Azza wa Jal. That's humbleness. Mission of Allah. Soon he's going to fall on the ground and you need ambulance to come and pick him up. Humbleness. Okay, further, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nuhina an al-takalluf. Al-takalluf to ever exaggerate. Like, you know, to ever exaggerate. Some people ever exaggerate. Some people ever exaggerate in the wudu. And Allah Azza wa Jal asked you to make wudu. And you make wudu, you wash your face 3 times, your hands, you wipe your hair, and then. And Allah asks you 3 times. Ever 3 times, you know, it's bid'ah. And ever that becomes haram. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tusrif fil ma, wa law kunta ala nahrin jar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a companion, do not waste water. Even if you are making water, ablution, making wudu from a running river. Some people are like, I want to make perfect wudu. They go under the tap, they open the tap to the max, and they make sure that water touches, and they make it, you know what, 3 times. You do it 3 times, I'll do it 6 times, I'll show you. And they think, Wallahi, inna Wallah, this is something that will get them close to Allah Azza wa Jal. And here they are, they go on behind. This is takalluf. Allah Azza doesn't ask you for. Allah asks you 3 times, that's it, 3 times. Don't get over that. Don't think, you know, when you get over 3 times, you're pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the takalluf, you know what I mean? Don't ever exaggerate. Think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart and looks at your actions. And Allah wants you to worship Him His way, not your way. For don't ever exaggerate. Like, you know, these companions that came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked about his worship at home. And and they found it, like, you know, too little compared to what they thought. And we mentioned this last week, and all these 3 companions, young men, coming, they want to know how the Prophet ﷺ lives in his house. So they asked his wife, and his wife said, Muhammad ﷺ, when he walks in, he gives us a smile, sits down, he gives us a laugh. Subhanallah, one stage he even carried Aisha on his back and started to run with her. Wallah, if someone sees just an ordinary man do it, the whole world would know about it. You know what I mean? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to race Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anna, give time for her, and once he beat her, the second time she beat him, and he said, this is for that, and once a group of Abyssinians were playing with the swords in the mosque, and she was looking, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, have you had enough? And she said, no, she kept on looking. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, stay in the corner, don't come out, and you're not allowed to come out, and if you come out, wallah, I'll get married to you on you, a third one, a fifth one, wallah, oh wallah, I don't want to see you anymore. And yani that was, yani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go in his house, spend time, muck around with his wives. And yani maybe the word muck around is not the best to use on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to entertain his wives. He used to pray, used to sleep, used to have time for this, have time for that. So these companions were amazed. You know, they were expecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks in, doesn't speak to anyone, goes straight to the corner, reads Quran, prays, fasts. Read Quran, pray fast, make dhikr, doesn't even give a smile to his wife, someone. That's subhanallah, that's the takalluf. So they said, how could we compare ourselves with the Prophet? So one of them said, about me, I'll wake up the whole night and go and pray to Allah and never go to sleep. The other one said, about me, I'll fast every single day and never break my fast. The other one said, I'll ask Allah myself from women. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard that, he said, by Allah, I fear Allah most. And I fast one day and I break another day. And I wake up the night and I sleep some of it. And I get married to a woman. Whoever doesn't want to follow my sunnah, he's not far from me. Don't ever exaggerate it. Deen easy. Simple. There's no need to ever exaggerate things. You're not getting a reward for it. You're only following Shaitan, ya akhwani. Shaitan doesn't come to you from the bottom. He comes to you from the top. If you are religious and you love your deen, he's not going to come to you, listen, leave that. He told you ever exaggerate. He told you do more because he knows he'll get you through that way. And when you do more of that, that's when things turn against you. And that's why, akhwani, ayu shay'in tajawaza haddan qalaba ila dhiddih. Anything that ever exaggerates always turns opposite to you. Everything that ever exaggerates turns opposite to you. It's like the eyes. When it gets too cold, it starts to burn. And that's the same thing. When you ever exaggerate, even if you, even in the areas that you don't need to ever exaggerate, things turn against you. But there's areas you are allowed to ever exaggerate. You are allowed to have ever exaggeration to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ever exaggerate in my heart with the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love to my deen. I'm allowed to ever exaggerate. I'm allowed to ever exaggerate my jealousy towards my deen. I'm allowed to ever exaggerate in some areas. But when it comes to the ibadah, when it comes to the halal, when it comes to haram, I don't ever exaggerate. I stop where Allah Azza wa Jal wants me to stop. And I do not make up things from the deen that's not part of it. Inshallah, Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.